Joining us now at our studios is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
And a happy Veterans Day to you.
Yes, thank you.
It is Veterans Day. We'd like to, I guess, personally, I'd like to thank all the veterans out there for the service that they have provided to our community.
Yeah, and most of us have had veterans in our family, and you know, we obviously thank everybody for their service and all the good that they did.
All right. Let's talk about work.
Okay.
John, I didn't know if you know this or not, but we have a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
There is, you know, get kind of tired of talking about this after a couple of years, but boy, you are still, are you getting any of the cases in now? We've got, you know, last week or so, we've had this spike that we had about this time last year. Are you still able to get some things in through the courts?
We've been able to have some hearings. We have a jury trial going next week. We had cases calendared for jury trial this week and last week that all resolved, and so things are moving through the courts. Court administrator, I think last time I was here about a month ago, we had 369 cases in our pandemic backlog. We're down to 313. So we are clearing up those cases. I kind of think of it as like the big meal going through a snake. It's there, and we're able to move it through now. We are doing our best to cooperate and work out ways to resolve cases creatively sometimes. But to make sure that, you know, we also have to make sure we're protecting public safety and we're dealing with the people who are our threats. We have, out of those cases, some people have several cases, and those are kind of the people we've been focusing on to see if we can resolve several cases at once and work on the others as they come up. But we've gone from, I think, 369 cases a month ago to 313 now. So we are working through it. We are making our progress. And we've got a jury trial calendared for Monday, and another case that's calendared for a court trial next week. So we'll have at least two cases resolved next week, we hope.
Well, you still have over 300 there, but 50 in a month, that's pretty good. If you extend that out, extrapolate upon that, then theoretically it would be done sometime next summer if you can do it at that rate.
Right.
Is that reasonable? Would you have any idea how long? I guess the pandemic, nobody knows how long this is going to last, but do you think by the end of next year maybe you'd be caught up?
Well, that's the court's theory, that we would be able to, using their process, which really doesn't start till January when we bring in a retired judge, and we might have as many as two jury trials in a month or in a week. We might have two jury trials in a week, and that with that process, with having a retired judge, having the two district court judges hearing trials, we may be able to get through it by the end of next year. And so I think that's the goal. I think there's also a lot of other stuff going on, but we're certainly working through it to see what we can do to help, and also to make sure that we're being fair to the people, to the defendants who've been charged, but we're protecting the rights of victims, and we want to make sure we're doing all of that at the same time, which is a lot to balance.
As far as the jail goes, is the jail back up to, I guess, operating at capacity? I don't know if they have the capacity of inmates there at this point, but are things getting more normalized there, have they been?
They have been more normalized, and we have, for a while, other counties wouldn't take inmates, and so there was a real limit, and we were trying to limit the, you know, this was, again, like last year sometime, we were trying to limit the capacity, but at this point we have enough protocols in place and are able to provide some isolation for people so that we try to make sure we're looking. We have, I guess, an ordinary capacity at the Rice County Jail, plus we also have contracts with Le Sueur and Steele so that we can house inmates there if our jail is too full.
All right. And there will be a new jail on the way before too terribly long. Is that going according to schedule?
It is going according to plan. There is a piece of land that has been acquired on the north end of Faribault. The design group is working on designing the building, and we are expecting that, you know, possibly a groundbreaking early next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long it'll take, but I think it's probably 2023 before we're able to start moving law enforcement and the jail, the sheriff's office, and the jail over to the new building.
All right. Once again, John Fossum is with us, the Rice County attorney. You know, we not only have, we have really a couple of pandemics going on. Of course, we have the COVID and really the opioid, I guess you can call it an epidemic, a pandemic, if you will, but it's, it doesn't seem to be going away. It seems to be a supply chain that has not been broken during COVID. There's probably not 70 ships sitting off the coast of L.A. hauling in illegal drugs. What is the latest update on that? Are you still seeing a lot of cases?
We have had, over the last year, really 2 years, more than usual overdoses. And they are overdoses of meth, overdoses overdoses of heroin, and with all of that going on, you know, the issue has become that fentanyl has become so prevalent that it is in it is mixed in most street drugs that are out there. So the methamphetamines can have fentanyl mixed in, the heroin can have fentanyl mixed in, and fentanyl can be so toxic that in several cases it's caused deaths. We've had several people who have overdosed, and it is just kind of an ongoing problem. The Healthy Community Initiative and a number of agencies have been reviewing some of the recent opioid deaths. And one of the things that I have found interesting in that process is that most of the people that we have reviewed who have overdosed and died aren't people that we've had a lot of contact with. They aren't people who have been significantly in the criminal justice system. And that has been surprising to me. But the it is I heard a fact the other day on that the people who have overdosed and survived are more likely to overdose soon. And so in places where they have a very good pandemic response team are able to respond to that stuff, they're looking after those people who have overdosed and seeing what they can do to keep them from overdosing and dying the next time. And so I think that's one of the things we need to look at in the future, is if there's a way for us to do that. Obviously, we have been working with providing treatment and programming for people in our treatment court program, in many of our other programs, and social services has programming available for people, so that there is a lot of opportunity out there for people to get help when they accept that they need it. And that's always been the problem, is some people don't see that they have a problem. And you can't get help, you can't get well until you think that you need help dealing with this issue.
What about drug court? Has that been still operating over the course of the pandemic?
Yes, our drug treatment court has been going throughout the pandemic, but the appearances by Zoom have been challenging for all of us. Sometimes it's hard to see what's going on. Sometimes people think that, you know, the rules have relaxed or something, and one of the challenges has been testing for the treatment court participants. For months there, our community corrections department wasn't able to do testing because they weren't able to have people come in and take the tests. So we haven't we haven't been able to follow through and provide the accountability that we like to have and that we should have in our program. But we've been continuing to meet. But, you know, the pandemic has been challenging for people in a lot of ways. People have more severe financial challenges than they had prior to the pandemic. And with all of that going on, it's been very difficult to keep people sober, keep them safe. And that's kind of what we've been we've been working on in the treatment court.
As far as the courthouse and, you know, government services building and such, are they operating just like they, I want to say, normally would, but are there certain restrictions about people and entering the building and what you can do and what you can't do? Are they still in effect?
Well, we do require people to wear masks at the government services building. They're required to wear masks at the courthouse. But you can come in and do most business is available. The government services building had some remodeling so that they have windows in front of many of the offices now. Mm-hmm. But you can go in there and do your business and work with the folks who are there in those various offices.
All right. John Fossum, is there anything else you'd like to add while we have you here?
Well, again, a happy Veterans Day, and thanks to everyone who served for their service. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. We'll see you again next month.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
John Fossum, Rice County Attorney, joins us each month right here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080.